Hi, I'm Joe. When I paint, I allow myself to indulge ugliness and celebrate things which, in other contexts, would disturb me. I can create spaces that I'm actually afraid to enter, and because of this unique position of power as creator, I'm able to address my various personal anxieties, which I otherwise tend to ignore. I do this even though I take joy in looking at attractive people and charming landscapes, but I do not want to paint them. What I like is sagging skin and baggy eyes. Initially, I worried that this disconnect made me an artistic fraud. However, I realized that art, to me, feels separate from life and, to a certain extent, pleasure. It provides a chance to explore a level of darkness and discomfort in the safety of the abstract and the fantasy of paint. It is an opportunity to look at something unsettling and enjoy it, even laugh at it, because it isn't real. Babies are soft, mushy, practically extraterrestrial-looking, and naturally ugly. Babies have the saggy skin, puffy eyes, and disproportionate bodies that I love. They are easy to distort. Also, I paint babies and children because they are important. The creation of them and their appeal is fascinating to me. Babies represent the ambition of adults to create something potentially perfect, or at least better than themselves. And because of this investment, the useless, ugly, helpless bodies of babies become precious. Through these paintings, I wanted to explore the complexities of being this precious captive and the discomfort of childhood. I wanted to illustrate scenes of chaos in which babies and children exercise their freedom, constructing a sort of dreamscape or nightmare. I also wanted to include parents in my installation because I'm interested in the dangers inherent to traditional family dynamics, specifically children's loss of power in the presence of quote-unquote grown-ups. Adults, up until fairly recently, have held a mystical power over me. They were bigger than me, they took care of me, and they seemingly always knew what to do. Now I have come to question the integrity of their control. Adults are flawed, emotionally tainted by their own uniquely unfortunate childhoods and life experiences. This truth makes children's submissive nature and paramount dependence on adults dangerous. By placing two shrunken, distorted adults into a crib, I hope to interrogate the power of parenthood. One of the most influential artists to me, Ida Applebrook, said that to her, "The paint, the material, and the process is beautiful, but the finished product is not meant to, quote, hang over the living room couch," end quote. Which is to say, take joy and pleasure in the practice, but make something that doesn't accessorize or complement. Make something that unsettles you. Make something disturbing.